Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, transforming the old paradigm of violence, slavery, and exploitation into the new paradigm of egalitarianism, freedom, health, and peace. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. We're listening to Key Card to Hell by the all-vegan band Scarlet Rescue in Phoenix, Arizona. Key Card to Hell by the all-vegan band Scarlet Rescue in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's the lyrics. Before I relay some of the lyrics, I dedicate this song to all the lab animals, quote-unquote lab animals, who have suffered and are suffering due to the global mandates by the pharmaceutical industry and their associates. Sympathy for the bovine calves and cows, the chickens, the humans, the monkeys, the rhesus monkeys, macaque monkeys, marmosets, ferrets, dogs, cats, fishes, horseshoe crabs, rats, mice, and more. You'll know by the smell, the sounds are obscene. Sights better unseen. In this episode of Vegan Nation, I'm featuring some of the hidden experiences that are not talked about in the mainstream. I think it's important to be exposed in the vegan community. Shiny knives and glistening doors. They cry for mercy, but you cut them more. No one without a key card can go down those stairs. There are monkeys in the basement. It's cold down there. You'll know by the smell. The sounds are obscene. Sights better unseen. Next up is a recording from the UK. An activist at Camp Beagle. Activists have been camped out for a year now outside of a dog breeding facility where they breed beagles for laboratories. This is Tony Harris speaking, and this recording is from Ronnie Lee. In this recording, you may hear Tony speak about a vegan festival, and there's quite a controversy about it because of the non-vegan site where this festival is being held. What Tony is describing is the pheasant breeding pens and the pheasant shoots, quote, pheasant shoots, unquote.
We believe in veganism. A philosophy, a fundamental philosophy of animal liberation. This is where we need 15,000 people. Yeah. Not having a up in some animal abuser's front garden. Yeah, it's a numbers game. When the numbers come down here with the determination that has been established here, then it will change really quick. The determination is 100%. But we cannot say it's 100% representation, particularly from those who do have a moral duty to care, to speak up for those that can neither speak up for themselves or physically defend themselves or protest for themselves against the horrendous, abhorrent violations, rights violations that are enacted against them. Veganism is fundamental. We object to rights violations. What on earth is it coming to with 850,000 people using the term vegan in the UK, and we've still only got, you know, it's a great turnout today. Instead of 200, it could be 20,000.
Yeah.
John said it so many times. We used to be able to achieve 15 or 20,000 people at animal rights events in the early 1980s. When there were only 80,000 vegans in the UK. But now we've got people saying there's 850,000 or more. They've all gone to bed, gone to sleep, as if it's all over. It's not at all. You know, how long has MBR been here? 50 years, John? 50 years, yeah. That's a long time. That allows a lot of dogs to be brutalised and used as mere commodities for human ignorance, arrogance, greed, pleasure, sadistic behaviour. Yeah? 50 years. How long have those animals been blown away, by the way, at Stamford Hall?
Yeah.
Since the 1500s. 420 plus years. Can anybody even imagine that? And 2 weeks, 3 weeks after those, tents of the vegans have been moved away, and they all return back to the comfort of their lovely, comfortable lives and homes. Those pens will be restocked. The pen that is the size of a football pitch square, it goes from here to the top of that road square. It's there. It's empty at the moment. But it will be restocked within 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They'll be restocked in August. Thousands of sentient beings. And then the carnage will start at the beginning of September. And people say, oh, does it matter? Of course it matters. Would they, the same people, think it's okay to have a celebration? They've got land. MBR have got land. Would they get out that side of this hedge? What difference does it make? Beagle, pheasant, partridge. What's the difference? Organisations supporting this bloodlust at Stamford Hall. What about if there was humans in those pens? In the Second World War, the very same thing happened to humans. The Nazis used to flush human beings out of the woods into the awaiting guns. For pleasure. For bloodlust. For sport, entertainment, gratification. Yeah? What's the difference? Would they then say, oh, it doesn't really matter, it's great veganism, we just need to... If there were humans being murdered in there after they left and before they left the year before. Even if one human being was murdered, they probably wouldn't hold it there. But no, it doesn't matter because there's only a few tens of thousands of birds. You know? So, what's the difference? If we're not going to have a over there and fund that place... So we can hand 100 odd grand or whatever it is in ground rent to them so they can increase their infrastructure and breed more, and so they can increase their capacity, leading to more beagles to be vivisected on. Then why should we give tens or hundreds of thousand pounds to a blood loss centre? Yeah? This is where the party needs to be. And when the day comes when 15,000 vegans can think of something slightly better to do than have a in an animal abuser's garden and get down there, then it will change and we will finally know that we at least are at the beginning of being able to take animal liberation seriously, and we were at least at the beginning to try and achieve what we all want. Animal liberation.
Yeah!
That's Tony Harris in England speaking at the one-year anniversary of Camp Beagle. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring the many facets of animal exploitation that is often not heard about in the mainstream news, and even for alternative news for that matter. So my goal is to focus on those victims, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses and universities and on. So I'm, as an abolitionist, I support the Abolition Amendment in the USA, a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which will, upon ratification, abolish the property status of animals. So that will take care of it once and for all the exploitation and violence-based industries. After the break, we're going to be hearing about the exploitation of humans as a boomerang effect of humanity's exploitation and slavery of the animals. And we're going to be discussing what's happening in 2022 with the transhumanist agenda. First, let's have a little musical interlude by Future Lions. This is Hold Your Head High.
We are playing the game of two sides. Oh, which one will survive? Oh, I'm questioning why. To see this world wide eyes, a game of life. So keep your head high, keep your head high. For no one knows what will become of this life. We are fighting for names with a myth flying. We're away with the sound. Don't get caught up in the lie. I know, my child, you got to choose your own side. Stand by, or open your eyes. Keep your head high, or keep your head high. Before no one knows what will become of this life. Before no one knows what will. Just guess on my child.
Future Lions, Keep Your Head High, by Future Lions Music. Much thanks to Richard Cavan in Peru for this song. And he's also the co-founder of Dawn of Peace with his wife, Hannah Maria. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program.
Friday Night Blues with Darren and the Mayor.
Every Friday from 5 until 9 p.m. with Darren and the Mayor.
You are listening to WCUW 91.3 Community Radio Worcester, serving you and the byways of the world. Smart radio, programmed by real people.
Hello, this is Nestor and Tania, your friends of Latin Voice Worcester, inviting you to listen to us every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. on this, your community radio, 91.3 FM, or on the web at wcw.org. Learn about the folklore and Latin sounds through our music.
Hola, nosotros somos sus amigos Nestor y Tania, de su programa cultural Voz Latina de Worcester. Sintonícenos cada martes de 2 a 4 de la tarde por esta tu estación comunitaria, la 91.3 FM, y a través del internet wcw.org. Conozca el folclore de los países latinoamericanos y el sonido latino a través de su música.
Welcome back from the break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. In this episode, I'm featuring some of the not-so-common topics that are important but are not often discussed in the vegan community. Once we transform and evolve from Homo sapiens into Homo ahimsa, the compassionate ones, it will, in my opinion, also change for humanity so that the cycle of suffering that humanity experiences someone somewhere at some time, century after century, that will also end. There is the vegan philosophy of holistic veganism, authentic veganism, which believes in a world of peace and abundance, in justice, freedom, health and safety for all sentient beings. We're on our way. And I would like to add in another piece of information here. When I say the word lion, I think of the prophecies within some of the wisdom traditions that speak of a future where the lion lays down next to the lamb peacefully. Mutual harmlessness. I believe that world is possible. Hold your head high.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery book of baby bunnies sleeping tight. Salt and pepper shaker cows, oven mitts of chicks and sows, creatures great and small. We love them all. Next day, time for a family trip to see the animals in jail. Prisoners all the way from Africa, Alaska, and the Congo Trail. Elephants in pink tutus, till they're used as research tools. Creatures great and small, we love them all. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. We sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you. Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
This is Ellie Sarti, Creatures Great and Small.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery rhyme of cows that jump the moon at night. Monkey see is monkey do, the lambs that follow us to school. Dumb as dogs and big baboons, but the chickens coming home to roost. A living world of fur cartoons to eat or own or wear or use. Creatures great and small, we love them all.
Arts.
We love them. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We love them all. Mm-mm-mm-mm. We love.
The following is an excerpt from the essay Circles of Slavery and Liberation by Will Tuttle, published May 17th, 2022.
We love them all. We love them all. We love them all.
It's time to see the chemical, pharmaceutical, medical, banking, media cartel for what it is, a deadly instrument of enslavement, biocide, and genocide. It is the perverse and demonic progeny of animal agriculture's entrenched practice of dominating and exploiting animals and nature. And this relentless attack on animals and nature, facilitated by science, breeds in all of us a deep fear and loathing of microorganisms, insects, the natural world, and even of ourselves and each other. Medicine and agriculture are practiced as wars against nature, germs, and animals. And yet we are animals, and we are made up of germs, and we are nature. It is a war against ourselves, and we are losing everything in this war. The harder and more brilliantly we fight, and the more sophisticated our technology becomes, the more devastatingly we are defeated. The transhumanist agenda looms in a dystopian future that would be the triumph of our original sin in the garden, enslaving and killing animals for food. The way forward is to practice the circle of liberation, which is an expression of the universal wisdom of the golden rule. We are called to refuse to comply with all mandates that harm the sovereignty of animal and human individuals, and to stand up for freedom for all living beings. We are called to question all official narratives, both those arising through media channels and those arising from within our consciousness as indoctrinated thoughts and assumptions. We are called to practice connecting with inner silence and with the ever-present inner wisdom that is antecedent to verbal formulations. Each one of us can take time daily to listen internally and to reconnect with the light of truth shining in our heart and with our native loving kindness and respect for other expressions of life. I just read an excerpt from Circles of Slavery and liberation. For the full essay, one can go to worldpeacediet.com. As a student of deep veganism, a World Peace Diet facilitator, we believe that spreading the benevolent vegan message is one of the most important things we can do. Human freedom requires animal liberation. For those who might not be familiar with the transhumanist agenda, here's an excerpt from a recording from the website called wrenchinthegears.com, and this is Allison McDowell.
In order for all of these human capital markets to work, they need a global digital identity. And that is really what the global vaccine program is about. It's not a public health situation. It is about establishing a global trackable digital identity system. And that is what Gavi and ID 2020 have always been about, is about imposing it. And they have to have sort of the threat of biosecurity, because if it was optional, a lot of people wouldn't sign up, right? And that's sort of like Aadhaar was the pilot for that. But they need everybody on board, and they need to use the threat of the police state to make that happen. And then increasingly, if it turns out that the injection is the one with the biosensors, either the quantum dot tracking or the Profusa they're talking about with DARPA having the hydrogel, like once you're injected, you actually are resonating with the internet, like it becomes part of your body. So they need some time for that to happen. And that's why I think they're talking about a series of injections, because they don't have it all together. But I mean, for me, I would say the COVID framing is probably a 5-year or so framing, but then this larger virtualization, like full-on totalitarian state is, you know, they've pretty much said 2030, 2035 is what they're saying, pending some larger global catastrophe or collapse.
Activists, we better than that. We gotta get this back on track. And I'm here to do that. And tight, so nice.
You've got your boots, you got your suits, you ready for war, you got recruits, you ready to brawl, put up your dukes. Animal rights, what you say you do. Animal rights, what you say you choose. Animal rights, how you say you move, but you spend more time in the mirror. When it come to vegan, all you say is food. These non-vegans, man, you gotta line them up like you playing pool. Hold them to account to all the violence that they paying to. Put them in the hot seat like they made the news. Show the cruelty, make them face it too. How you doing that when you soft track, talk about the weight that it made you lose. Rodeos and all the zoos, what it got to do with the food you choose. The ripped skin that they all lose, make them howl out like a full moon. To make coats, they make jokes. You'd rather be liked when you make posts. Slit throat of the baby goat, but you want to talk about how you make a toast. Forced to perform confined in a tank. Living in a tub is like their space. Someone standing on their face. When you look at them, all they see is bank. They feel lost just like a maze. They want to get out every single day. It's a waste talking about shakes and all the things that you like to bake. Sheep alive trapped in a crate, drowning them for the wool they take. 12 seconds they couldn't breathe. It's got nothing to do with your grilled cheese. So what if you fit in your OGs? You haven't seen since in your teens. Did you not see them struggling, submerged in chemicals choking. Animal tests, all their sense. He's now blind, his limbs are bent. Let me pitch this to you like a tent. Let me raise this to you like the rent. It's not a diet, it's not a trend. It's not something you experiment. It's not even about the air you breathe. It's not even about the environment. It's about justice, it's about rights. Understand why you're in this fight. Understand why not to take the life. It's got nothing to do with your cakes and pies. You don't stop abuse, what it does for you. You don't stop abuse so your home can improve. Selfish move if that's what you do. Their abuse has nothing to do with you. What happens when your health is on top? What happens when the earth is top? Notch, not about them from the start of your clock. Easy to backtrack the abuse you stop. No moms and no pops, just a bus to your whole chops, cause you won't stop. All the screams, now the blood's on the whole mop. You want them to stop that, so they could fit in their old top, so the kids can have a planet and what it does to the whole crop. So because you deserve your freedom to live a life with no locks, cause it's wrong for his fist to be inside you a whole lot, cause it's wrong for your babies to never get to their own mom, cause it's wrong to turn your skins to a sweater and low socks, cause you're not their entertainment. You're not someone's showstop. It's about your rights. It's black and white. No compromise and no swaps.
That's Entice, the lyrical vegan. Back on track. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Slide.